Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is your weekly forecast for May 22nd through the 28th of 2022. All right y'all, you might want to grab a cup of tea and your journal and prepare to sit down with this one. It is going to be a little longer than usual, I imagine, and we've got lots of different personal activations happening, so it is pretty much all about you. Starting with Sunday the 22nd with Mars sextiling Pluto. So this is lower will meets higher will within you. Mars is your inner masculine and therefore helps you take action and make choices according to who you are and what you want. Pluto will ensure that you come from the purest place within, which is the soul level, and often entails a cleansing of the non-essential and the overgrowth of the last cycle first. Luckily, this is not a quote-unquote hard or bad activation, but an opportunity to connect with what you really want on the deepest soul level, which will naturally lead to whatever is blocking that and its ultimate release. Keep in mind that those who are more out of touch with who they are and what they want tend to explode or implode when Mars and Pluto get together, even in a positive aspect like this one. This is a potent and thankfully positive mix of energy and power coming together, directed wisely on your own behalf. This activation is a great opportunity for substantial forward movement. However, nothing worthwhile ever comes without conscious effort and sacrifice. With Pluto involved, there's always a sacrifice. We have to give something up for something of greater value to us. In this case, the sacrifice will likely be where your vision of the final outcome is concerned. Your desires can and will be fulfilled, but they just may not look like you thought they would. Remember, when it comes to wanting anything, stay in touch with the feeling that your desire brings rather than the physical appearance or manifestation. You always want to set your intentions, do the work, then allow spirit to breathe life into that vision. Deep breath. So you've heard me talk about this. We want to connect to the essence. My example for that is the roundhouse. I've been dreaming about a Deltek, which is based in Asheville all these years. And then I even found an upgrade. There's a French architect that makes a roundhouse that sits on a base that literally moves at the speed of the earth so we can keep the sunlight in the, on whatever side of the house you want. Like, oh my God, it's just the next level, right? But I've always wanted a roundhouse. But I've told God all along the way, if that roundhouse is going to be a lemon and give me nothing but trouble and be a problem from day one, that's not what I'm after. I'm after the essence, the feeling that I think the roundhouse can give me, right? So that's why you tune into the feeling and then let spirit put a shape to it, put a form to it, you know, and let you know what kind of container it needs to be in. Same day on Sunday, Mercury retrograde re-enters Taurus. So here we go. And it'll be in Taurus until June 13th. So it's a little less than a month. We are still in it with Mercury retrograde, but now it has made its way back to Taurus, where it will go direct on June 3rd. We've discussed this at length, but I feel that retrograding in Gemini is helping us rethink all our ideas so that we can go forward in Taurus and begin to build something beautiful and long-lasting. We have to get out of our heads and into our bodies for this one. What makes you feel physically safe, secure, and protected? What gets your creative juices flowing? How has that changed over the last year or so? Okay, deep breath. With Mercury retrograde, we always want to think 3 weeks before, 3 weeks of, and 3 weeks after. So it's kind of a 9-week process of changing your thinking and revising your ideas and upgrading things, catching the things we missed along the way in the first place, right? So it's not a bad thing. It's just not that great for outside worldly communications and things, and mechanical breakdowns are also part of this. So we want to be checking in on all our stuff and paying attention. But it's more important for us to get in touch with our senses on this one, because that's what we're going to go forward in. Mercury in Taurus activates our senses as our primary communicators. Mercury rules all the information that we take in mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So when we are processing that information through the Taurus lens, then we must engage our six senses in order to learn or discover truth. Your senses give you so much information, but with food and pharmaceuticals dulling them down, you may have to do a cleanse just to get them to function properly. Mercury in Taurus helps us get very practical, activating our common sense. It is a time to be very pragmatic by asking the true value and worth of all that you engage in, all of which is up for renewal. We are additionally liberated by Uranus being there in Taurus too, helping release old crusty thinking that no longer applies in the here and now. Pallas is there for the only time in 5 years, so she is helping us heal our relationship with the body and the earth and tap into earth's genius, the genius of nature, which is where we will find every creative solution that we need right now. We can activate our imaginations to help beautify our environment and cultivate a deeper connection with our physical reality. It's time to connect with our body and our physical well-being so that we are more clear about our choices. Last year, Mercury retrograded in all air signs, activating our consciousness to evolve and grow, opening us up to radically new ideas, thoughts, and concepts. This year, Mercury will go backwards in air signs, giving us a chance to recalibrate those ideas one more time before we begin to create all new containers or structures for them, as Mercury goes direct in earth signs. This air-earth combo is special and is giving us an opportunity to rethink our fundamentals of food, sex, and money as well. Basically, April kicks off the upgrade. May, we review our personal needs and desires around personal security and comfort. And then June allows us to move forward with more clarity on which ideas will actually be worth our time, energy, money, and efforts going forward. So this is definitely a clarity-seeking time right now, y'all. Use your oracles, contact your angels and animals, spirit guides, your ancestors are all awaiting your invitation, let's say, for the support and guidance that you need and or just the confirmation of what you're already thinking. You know, ask for those confirmations. That's all Sunday. Monday, the 23rd, Sun sextiles Jupiter. This is a good one. This energy is sometimes considered lucky, but the success you achieve under this influence is more likely due to a positive outlook and clear vision of who you are and what you want. Your life is expanding and your self-understanding is deepening, and it will be easier to be around other people of higher consciousness, improving things and creating opportunities that benefit a large number of people. There is a healthy dose of optimism around some grand plan and things are moving, but make sure to do the foundation work to support this larger vision as it manifests in reality. If you are a teacher, guide, leader of any sort, this energy supports your group efforts, so giving workshops, seminars, or new classes is totally supported and will benefit you while serving others. Deep breath. Same day Monday, Mercury retrograde will sextile Mars for the second of three times. First hit was April 8th. The second one is May 23rd. The final hit will be July 5th. So this is a process between our thinking and our choices and actions and our desires. This is a healthy selfish energy, also known as self-preservation. Do not hold back this week. If you have a big dream or serious goal that you've been working toward, then this is the time that may attract the assistance you need from the universe. This is definitely a work energy. However, it brings with it the caveat that it is best if you work alone on something that is important to you. No one else is or ever will be as dedicated to your goal as you will be, nor should you expect them to be. You are now connected to the extra energy it takes to push your goals to the next level, bringing you a sense of accomplishment while outlining the next tasks to be done. Opportunities present themselves all the time. All you have to do is be ready. If you are given the opportunity to make a presentation, go for it. Your clarity, energy, and enthusiasm will be unmatched, and that's what people will respond to. Don't choose this time to be shy or doubt that you're ready. You are definitely ready. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. One of my favorite sayings is that the moment of commitment, the universe conspires to assist you. It's time to decide if you are committed and how truly committed you are to your own success. Okay? So again, this is a process. We're rethinking our choices and actions so that we can go forward in the fall, which is exactly where Mars is going to retrograde. So then we're going to have to rethink the actions again. So these things are kind of connected, y'all. Let's pay attention to what is presented at this time, what opportunities do present themselves that maybe you can't act on because Mercury is retrograde, or pay attention to if and when they circle back, you know? So let's just keep a little bit of track. On Tuesday the 24th, we've got Venus sextiling Saturn, another pretty powerful, positive one. This energy has to do with your obligations within the context of your relationships. They are not difficult obligations in this case, but more emphasis is placed on really loving to serve those you care about. It is also what I would call the keep it real energy regarding relationships or finances. This activation prompts you to clarify what you are building, stabilizing, and fortifying in your relationships and finances especially. I am a total advocate of renegotiating terms as you go along because you evolve, the situation and support around you evolves, and your needs change. So often we have to remind those closest to us. It's really hard to grow to the next level when each person is not clear on their ever-evolving roles and responsibilities. Of course, this starts with you knowing what you do or don't want and what you are or are not willing to compromise about. And you really need to get clear about what you want to create and make real. Okay, deep breath. This is all Saturn. Same day Tuesday, Vesta enters Pisces until August 21st. So here's another one we're going to get extended on. Vesta is all about what is sacred to you, the individual. So in Pisces, unity, compassion, and spirituality become not just important, but sacred. It is where we focus to the exclusion of other things. So in Pisces, we may get too carried away with dreams and schemes, deluded by what we wish or hope would happen, or drown in victim consciousness. Let's not do it that way. Let's tap into the healing capacity of Vesta in Pisces that helps us integrate more wholeness. It helps us make the deeper connections, and it helps us develop self-trust so that we can follow our intuition confidently. This opportunity only comes around every 4 to 5 years usually, but because she is going to dip back into Aquarius, we get 3 months in Pisces now, May to August 22, and another 3 months in Pisces later after the retrograde process, which will be November 22 to February 2023. So essentially, she is lingering at the end of the zodiac for a long pause. What have you been focused on the most over the last 4 to 5 years? What have you neglected within or around you? Wherever you feel scattered or fragmented, this is the time when you can use the energies to integrate your own next level in a powerful way. Pisces is also where we process on an emotional level. So again, something has run its course in the last 4 to 5 years that you may finally be ready to surrender and let go. Either way, this energy is great for taking some intentional solitude in nature to downregulate your nervous system and reconnect with your own true nature so that you can remember what an intricate part of actual nature that you are. Deep breath. All that said, Vesta is going to retrograde in Pisces and go direct in Aquarius, lingering in this area almost all year. See exact dates below. But suffice it to say, 3 out of 8 months she will be in Pisces and the other 5 months is reviewing the Aquarius zone. So let's look at them individually to see what it might mean when they do this dance. In Aquarius, Vesta is super focused on freedom, independence, and sovereignty, almost at the expense of deeper connections with others. In this place, she is the ultimate humanitarian, and she can also be a true free spirit who can be intimate without the chains of commitment, demands, or expectations. Vesta in Pisces is a different animal. It's more of a dreamer, the artist, who can convey the deepest meaning through any medium of expression. In Pisces, it is easier to get carried away with your visions and dreams, and there is a tendency to need better boundaries and good systems in place so that you can determine the necessary steps for manifesting those dreams. These dynamics are very different from each other, so we will experience this back and forth between feeling free and sovereign, but also of being one with all life. Ultimately, I think it will be a good review that helps us all recalibrate those very dynamics. How much freedom and individuality, and how much unity and community do you need as an individual? Deep breath. So here are the dates. Vesta entered Aquarius on March 10th. She enters Pisces this week on May 24th. She retrogrades at 6 Pisces on July 7th. As she is still retrograde, she's going to re-enter Aquarius August 21st. Continue through her retrograde process, go direct at 22 Aquarius on October 5th, and re-enter Pisces November 20th. And she doesn't hit Aries until February 7th of 2023. Finally, I think it is important to mention who Vesta will touch along the way here while she is retrograde in Aquarius. There is an opportunity for traction and growth in your healing process thanks to a sextile with Chiron that actually happened on April 7th. This is Aries to Aquarius, so we know healing our independence and sovereignty is really important at this time. Then she squared off with Uranus and Taurus on April 8th, really cracking us open to where we've been stuck, liberating us from old thoughts and concepts, before she squared off with North Node and Taurus on May 1st, facilitating a pivot point on the path because of our awakening process. OK, Okay, things are so changing. The biggest one is an initiation of a new reality with a conjunction with Saturn in Aquarius May 7th. So we're just on the other side of that, which naturally leads to a reintegration of the head and heart with an opposition to Venus in Leo September 2nd, when we will really connect to our new values and priorities and will likely be in a much better position to go forward, whether alone or with others. Okay, deep breath. So even though we're sort of past all these triggers, I still want you to think about it as part of the flavor of this time, of this kind of working in the background, helping you make a connection to a sacred reality. Right now, we've got a pretty superficial reality going on out there in the world. People are caught up on nonsense and non-essential and things that don't have anything to do with our fundamentals. And it's a trick and a trap to keep us distracted so that we don't make the progress that we really can with these energies if we consciously co-create and stay awake. You know, Uranus keeps poking us in different ways to wake up. Same day Tuesday, Mars enters Aries until July 5th. This is the first time back in Aries since the Mars retrograde of 2020. This could be enlightening on many levels, not the least of which is Mars in its own home sign of Aries, making it stronger, activating a very new beginning that will take us through Taurus before Mars lingers in Gemini later this year. So all this is actually preparation for the upcoming review. I suspect that whatever got upgraded in Aries in 2020 was helping us get clear about who we are and what we want so that now we can review the many choices that were not available or not options back in 2020. The last time Mars lingered in Gemini like it will later this year was 1990 to 91. So if you're old enough to remember what was up for you then, you may feel some reverberations in that same area of life, which would be your Gemini house. I do actually remember that one, and it's definitely reverberating again in my own life. I'd love to hear from you if you too are picking up a connection. Suffice it to say that whatever is up for you now in terms of your desire nature, individual needs, and ways of going about getting them met is coming up for a renewal. Who you are and what you want has evolved at a minimum in the last 2-year Mars cycle, but we are about to initiate a new one, so it's time to check in. Next day, Wednesday the 25th, Mercury retrograde trines Pluto for the second time. First hit was April 28th, this week May 25th, and the final hit will be June 10th. So this too is another process of transformation. With the trine, that's ease and grace, but we're still rethinking things and changing some fundamental ways of thinking. This activation makes any deep delving within easier and more fruitful. It encourages you to ask the deeper questions, clarify your deeper feelings, and trust your intuitive gut feelings that are telling you something has to die so that some other aspect of your consciousness can live. You will want to explore your inner self, sort through recently gathered information, and try to understand better what your own natural process really is. It is best to be alone for such research. Take a day or a weekend and grab your most powerful books and music and get somewhere beautiful if you can. If not, then your bedroom will do just fine. And dig deep. You are finally ready for the deeper truth, and you will be transformed by what you learn. If you must communicate with others, plan on that being deep as well, so best to talk to a trusted advisor or wise elder. Nothing superficial today. The only warning with this energy is not to become obsessive about one particular idea, and certainly don't try to force any ideas on others. If you feel the deep need to focus on one particular thing, that is fine, but try to keep some perspective or write down all your revelations so that you can reflect on them at a later time when you can be more objective and prioritize better. Okay, deep breath. We're still in a process. Then the 27th is Friday when Venus will square Pluto. Now this is the big one. This one's tough. Anytime Venus interacts with Saturn and Pluto in the same week, it's a serious week about your relationships and finances. It's time to really dig a little deeper than usual and think about that and how it's working for you personally. This activation brings intensity and it challenges you to grow out of comfort zone into new territory where your relationships and finances are concerned. It creates very intense emotional responses and experiences with others that tend to trigger insecurities or hidden fears in one or both of you. Deep breath. Stability is not part of the equation at this moment, so prepare for inevitable change. You've probably already felt it coming, the shift in your relationship or financial situation. Well, it's here now, so you can be proactive on your own behalf, or you can suffer the consequences of postponing the inevitable. You may have heard me say before, pay now or pay double later. That applies to this transit too. The natural reaction may be to try to hold on to the job or relationship, but try not to give in to that temptation. Pluto intensifies everything, and the more you resist the necessary purification and change that Pluto brings, the more painful it usually is. It is better to clarify your values and priorities and choose change rather than have it forced upon you. Either way, once the dust settles, you should be better off because either things change for the better or go away altogether, making room for something new and more in alignment with your values and priorities of now. Okay, so deep breath. Not easy, but necessary change is on the horizon, which is why we should actually feel blessed to have the Mercury retrograde kind of setting up the best possible circumstances for us to do this review so that we get to the truth. Like something that came to me while I was reading that, I was thinking about how I describe squares a lot, that it's a dead end and you have to go left or right. So really think about that. Oh my God, that's been coming up over here. I can validate where you have to make a choice or a change, whether you think you're ready or not. And at the same time, just making that move and that pivot point going in another direction is going to open up different solutions and opportunities and possibilities for you that you can't have sitting at a dead end, being indecisive and not moving at all, paralyzed with fear. Let's not do that. 28th is Saturday when Venus enters Taurus until June 22nd. So she's in her home sign. She rules Taurus, bringing our attention to the body, pleasure, sensuality, and the experience of being in a body and all the possibilities inherent in that. It draws our attention to Mother Earth and the garden, or rare blue gem that she is, and how much we need to value that as sacred and precious. It is also time to double down on clarifying your own values and priorities in real time. When she is in Libra, the other sign that she rules, she is equally powerful, but she is also more focused on the essence or invisible link of kinship that we share with all life. It is an idea or an ideal. When she is in Taurus, it is more the reality that we are experiencing in our bodies. Where is the feast or famine in your life in general? Let's address any famines or neglect of essential parts of our nature, which is finding the body to be a pleasurable experience versus one of pain, fear, and frustration. It's time to cultivate your life like a garden, where you plant a diverse number of plants that produce food and flowers, sustenance and beauty. That would be the substance that you take into your body, as well as the beauty that you radiate out from your heart center. This is a great time to reconnect with what gives you a sense of belonging and fulfillment, nourishment, and pleasure. Deep breath. And if you can't even remember what any of that is, it's even more important to go within and remember and find the new level of fulfillment, the new things that nourish you, the new things that give you pleasure. I tell y'all all the time, Venus evolves every 18 months, which means those very things shift pretty much every 18 months for us, let alone every 8 years in her bigger cycle. So we want to be okay with the evolution, with the change, and just be honest. Like, that used to turn me on, that used to feed and fulfill me, but it doesn't anymore. Can we just discuss? And that goes for at work or home. That goes for personal or professional, private and public, okay? So like I said, I knew this was going to be a long one. I'm knee deep in my Astro 101 class, but the next session will be this fall. And I've cooked up a whole different way to go at the Mercury retrograde thing. I'm going to create it as a download self-study course next time. And we have a date, October 4th, when we'll get together to discuss or have any Q&As that you might have. I'm getting a lot of good feedback that people wanted the Mercury retrograde information, but they couldn't make the dates live that I had set. So we're going to try it as a download because actually that's better for a Mercury retrograde process anyway. You need to do that in your own time and space. And so I'm going to make that available as of August 4th. Like I said, we'll get together by October 4th, which is right toward the end of that retrograde. But it's going to be a big one in the fall, y'all. Let's just leave it at that's going to be an important one. Again, Libra Virgo is all about you, the individual, and how much you can handle and your relationships and partnerships and collaboration. So there's going to be a recalibration there. After we rethink our ideas in this one and rethink what's going to really be fulfilling and long-lasting and structurally sound, we can go forward And that next one's going to recalibrate another aspect of our being to help us be strong. For next year's energies, 2023, a lot of planets are going to be in new places. So we're going to have access to all new energies and support, along with being on the other side of 2022, actually, like I told you, starts with a Venus retrograde and ends with a Mars retrograde. So this year alone, we reset and recalibrated our masculine feminine dynamics, which is how we get anything done. Which means next year, we ought to be able to finally put some roots down on something, create a structure or foundation for something that can support us going forward. But it needs to be liberated. You need to remain sovereign. You need to be as responsible as possible for as much as possible so that you need as little as possible interference from other entities and outer structures and things like that. Because the social collective drama is not going to subside anytime soon. So we have to work on our individual selves so that that doesn't take us out as often. All right, y'all, I don't need to make this any longer than it is. I hope you have a fantastic week. If you're feeling like you need a check-in, of course, reach out. We can do the Astro Tarot reading, which is kind of a 2-for-1, or we can do some mentoring, whatever you need. Like I said in the weekly forecast, check in with a wise elder. I am available and looking forward to connecting with all of you directly when it works. So this is Callie Beard of Karmic Tools signing off. Have a fantastic week.